covered Captain Jack's. If you've got chewing insects you've been trying to battle and get rid of, we've covered Go Away if you've got deer or rabbit, they're chewing up your landscape and shrubs. Well, what about something that's burrowing and creating a nice little dirt mound? Well, Bonide has you covered there as well with Mole Max and Vole Repellent. Bonide products are family made in America, and these are available in 10-pound bags that'll cover up to 5,000 square feet, or you can get them all the way down to a 5-pound shaker for smaller lots. These will just work great for moving them out of your area. You've got to be careful because if you, as you start to move them, you'll see new dirt mounds, but you at least know it's working because you're moving them away and away and farther out. And then I'll tell you a secret. Once I get them far enough away, we switch from the organics and then we...
More lethal method.
Yeah. But up against the house where dogs are on the ground, kids are on the ground, things are playing, we use Bonide's organic products for that. Then we switch to Bonide's poison control. But it's a great method and it works for us. Bonide products are available all over the state, including in the Prescott area, Waters Garden Center, in Flagstaff, Viola's out on Route 66, and in Tucson at Savano's Nursery out on South Houghton.
There you go. Our property deals with moles, rabbits, and chewing critters. We should be a Bonide test facility. All right, we're here broadcasting live from the Verde Valley Fairgrounds for the Verde Valley Business Expo, the first annual, they hope, Verde Valley Business Expo. If you're in the Coconino-Yavapai area, Verde Valley neighborhood, come on down to the Verde Valley Fairgrounds. We've got builders, contractors, service providers, all kinds of folks here located at the fairgrounds. Come on over, and all locally owned and operated business, come down and give us a visit. We'll be broadcasting here for the last half hour, Rosie on the House, here with our friend and broadcast affiliate and partner, Mr. Tom Tabak of Chasm Radio out of Sedona, telling the story about your family and the founding and the history of your station, Chasm Radio, and the fact that you're fully photovoltaic solar at your house.
Yeah.
Beautiful home. I guess I can drop in there that's also got Pella windows. I mean, this is a man that knows how to build a house.
And indoors. Yeah.
It's a beautiful structure, a beautiful home. What is it? I mean, I woke up this morning and I got to see, you know, the red rocks. We saw the sunset last night. And you're here, you're in the area, it's a beautiful setting. I mean, to have that every single day.
You know,
do you get blind
No, you don't. And we get asked that all the time. You know, relatives and friends that come to visit, you know, they're mesmerized. You know, you get what's called red rock fever. And they want to know that same thing. Do you ever get used to it? Does it ever get boring? And no. You know, the unique thing about this area is that it never looks the same 2 days in a row.
Oh, man. And I guess red rock fever is originally what brought your mom and dad here.
Yes.
After attending your wedding here.
Yes.
So they're here from L.A. They get caught with the fever, and sooner or later they're quicker than you realize they're here setting up
shop. Well, that was it. And then when I got out of the Army, I came to Arizona. I didn't come right to the radio station. I didn't work with the radio station originally. I was a cop in Phoenix for a number of years, and I just fell in love with Arizona. I even tried to leave once. I went back to L.A., went to Hollywood to do some acting, and I could only last about 5 years. I had to come back to Arizona.
Man. Interesting story. Here at Rosie on the House, here with Tom Tabak, owner of Chasm Radio out of Sedona, we're talking a little bit about carport conversions and granny pods and consumer alerts, all things that have hit our radar screen this week, the information that we bring y'all to keep y'all from making any mistake in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Talking a little bit about carport conversions, the people that buy the older homes, the first thing they want to do is grab a little bit more space, either convert it to living space or convert it to that one-car garage. And what they don't realize is there are certain code requirements. You can't just throw walls up on your carport slab and expect it to pass code. We literally have to go in there and we build the base of the slab up with 8/8/16 concrete cinder block. And that's to keep a carport is on a sloped gradient.
Hmm.
And very often, the landscaping around it brings water in a rainstorm into the carport. There are very few dry carports. And we put a wall around that with 2x4s and the studs, and then now they're going to be standing in the water the whole time. So it's actually code requirement the bottom 8 inches. I think it's the bottom six, but you might as well lay it an eight because the 8-inch block is the most affordable and easy to buy. You lay that block in there. You stick it to the concrete slab with some anchors.
You don't have to saw cut the slab and put a footer in?
No, you don't because everything you're doing is non-load bearing.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Yeah, because the load bearing's already being carried by the outside corner post.
Okay.
So
I just always thought you had to saw cut and do
that. Okay. No, we just finished doing this for a school teacher in South Scottsdale. And the other thing, I was surprised when we were pulling the permit, they had a pull-down ladder access for the storage up in the attic. And they didn't even make us tear those out. They used to make us tear those out and cover it, and the entire ceiling had to be a one-hour fire rated. Because when you pull into a car into a garage and you close it, they want that garage enclosure to be 1 hour fire separated should the fire start in the garage from all the living area of the house. That's why when we do this, very often a lot of those Hallcraft homes and those Connell homes that were built in the 50s and 60s have a window. The kitchen window looks out to the carport. Well, when I go visit with people, I say, the first thing we have to do is take this window out and block it in. And invariably, the wife stops the deal.
No, I always thought that was the strangest design that I ever saw, and I didn't know why. So who on earth and why so many people think this is a good idea?
Is this a great view or what?
Yeah, yeah.
The carport. But it was very...
I'm sure it was a safety feature, so you could see it was pulling in.
Pulling in, pulling out. You know, no one to have dinner ready, right?
So she could keep an eye on him.
Yeah, that window has to come out, and we have to create a one-hour firewall. And someone that has been used to working at a kitchen sink looking out a window is very seldom happy looking at a blank wall.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But that's one of the very most important things we have to do is separate that garage from the house, one-hour living, and... We used to have to put 5/8 sheetrock on the drywall ceiling, but they're not asking us to do that if it's a masonry wall separating the carport, the future garage, from the house. So all kind of fancy little things. You've got to get a permit because you've got to run some electric out there, particularly if you want to put an automatic garage door opener. All of these steps are covered in our news article of the week. You can find that at rosieonthehouse.com. If you find yourself missing the weekly article, then you can always subscribe to our newsletter that's delivered to your email news box every single Thursday. We reach thousands of Arizona homeowners throughout the state of Arizona that way. That's how you're told confidentially how not to make mistakes. You'll get information that I can be a little bit more specific with as to who to and who not to avoid in getting work done in, about, and around your house. And, again, that's available at rosieonthehouse.com. When we sign off every Saturday morning, you don't have to get scared because we'll be back every Saturday the next week, and the website's there to protect you. It's growing. We're actually, the referral directory is voted the number one contractor referral directory for 7 years in a row, and Romy's engineered a new tactic. What is it? A new...
Functionality.
I was going to say protocol.
Yeah.
A new functionality of the website that's going to allow us to get it to grow bigger and better than it's ever been.
And it's a lot easier for people with two homes now as well. Instead of having to go and constantly switch your region around, you can just you can go anywhere, actually. You can type in Phoenix Roofing and the three closest contractors will show up. Then you can hit the view all. If you're trying to get to a home in Prescott, I mean, everybody in the network statewide then shows. And we've got 8 to 12 members in some of our major categories. So if you've got a relative in a different city, it's you don't have to know their zip code. You can just hit the view all button and see everyone without having to do a lot of extra clicking around and switching regions. It's
more user-friendly.
Very much so. It's been 5 years in conversation, 2 years in concept, and we spent about the last 6 months building it and testing it. And we had to do a lot of special things because you've got some franchise issues with some, you know, some of the major brands. But then a lot of our mom and pop, which is the heart and soul of our referral network, they operate out of their home. Do you really want your home address out on the web? So there's a lot of additional things we had to build in to accommodate all of our partners and still make it as user-friendly as we possibly could. But now when you go to search result, the three closest contractors to you show up, and then you've got a view all, and it'll go statewide at that point. It's really...
It's brilliant.
It's been it's a genius. Baby child forever. I'm very happy to see it
he's
live.
He's a proud papa.
Yes.
Yeah. he'd been working on it really hard for a long time. And they would come in my office and ask me what I think. And all I would ever say, Tom, is that whatever you're doing to it, I want it to be easier to use, not more complicated.
Yeah.
Because so many of these websites are trying to capture data through multiple gates that you've got to go through. And I just said,
or you go on and the screen goes black and it's like, sign up for our newsletter and all these special offers. You got to click all these. No.
And I guess I'm old fashioned, but if that starts to happen to me, I'm out of there.
Me too.
I go somewhere else.
Me too. So,
we don't do that.
They constantly wanted to know what I thought. And I said, as long as you're making it easier to use and easier to find the content, then I'm 100% behind it. Mm-hmm. And boy, the feedback we've gotten since y'all launched it, which was about end of summer last year.
Well, the new website, the new platform was July 17th of last year. And then this geolocator for the referral network launched May 9th of this year. It's just been 3 weeks.
Well, it's been great because a lot of times what we'll have is someone in kind of a medium area that we don't have good coverage in our contract referral directory.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that Buckeye was one of those regions, and Avondale, and Goodyear, Litchfield. And so now we're able to go out there and find great contractors in those areas that can serve as specific that. So we got a lot more site-specific in our directory. So you can really use and recruit those local people, whether you're in Paulden, Chino Valley, Prescott, Quad City areas, Sedona, Camp Verde, Clarkdale, wherever. So we're really excited about what it's doing for us because we're excited about what it's doing for the Arizona homeowner.
RosieOnTheHouse.com.
I appreciate all your effort on that, buddy. So, Mr. Tabak, we appreciate you driving down the hill and joining us this broadcast Saturday.
Once again, thanks for the invitation. I had to come because it was a chance to meet Jennifer.
Yes, absolutely. When we went to the fourth hour, I remember you calling and saying, hey, there's one great thing about that fourth hour I really love, and I thought it would be my creativity. I thought it would be, you know, my ideas on topics. And he says, no, it's that Jennifer gets to participate. I love having her on the radio. All right, we'll be back for our final segment here at Rosie and Us. What do you got for me, bud?
Well, we got about 40 seconds before the break. When's the next Graffiti Gold performance?
Oh, thanks for asking. It's next Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you perform where?
At Soundbite Showroom in Sedona. That's our monthly haunt. That's our local haunt. And we have a lot of fun with the show.
It's the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. It's all generated around stories and fond remembrances of what went on between the mid-50s and the mid-60s and music from that era, the rock and roll music.
And y'all perform the rock and roll and then
interject
the stories along the
way. Oh, yeah. Video and everything. Yeah, it's like a staged Vegas-type production.
Nice.
And what is the name of it?
Called the Graffiti Gold Show.
The Graffiti Gold
Show. With Tom
Show.
Tabak and the Daddy O's.
Watch out. All right. I love it. We got to make a date.
We do.
All right.
It's a date.
Next Saturday's. Do I need reservations?
Next Saturday, call me. I'll take care of you. I'll put you in the back somewhere.
For our listeners, is it a place to get tickets? Or?
Yeah, well, they can go to graffitigoldshow.com. Yeah.
Very good. More when we get back right after this at Rosie on the House.